I think that Trevor Lawrence just gets better and better every day. And if there was any one moment of life for Georgia Tech, it's when they hit the deep touchdown throw. And actually, that play was a pretty good design. And they, but Trevor Lawrence, by the time he even finished writing something on Twitter about that, Trevor Lawrence had already thrown an 80-yard touchdown pass to Rodgers, and that play was already obsolete. It was just ugly, ugly, ugly. I mean, honestly, Clemson had guys running 15, 20 yards open, and Trevor Lawrence was just saying, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Georgia Tech. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was actually hard to actually keep track of the score. You know, like if for any reason you went to a different channel for like a second, when you came back, the score was, the score had grown. You know, you could be gone like 2 minutes and it just kept growing. And so honestly, Georgia Tech and Collins and everybody down should just shut up, because if Dabo Swinney wanted to win 100 and if he wanted to Cumberland College you yesterday, he could have. If he wanted to beat you 222-0, he could have. Well, 222-7. You know, whatever that score is, 222-226, whatever it was. He could have Cumberland College you yesterday. That's you were Cumberland College, and they are the best team in the country, and that's what it looked like. And it looked like an elite coaching staff against a staff that just has no clue. None. So, rah-rah, cheer-cheer, bully beatdown. Just an absolute evisceration. Like I said, I mean, 150-0 could have been easily. 150-7.
It could have, and he had his other guys in.
Right. I mean, again, he's playing. Born. Yeah, I mean, he's playing everybody. It was awesome. I mean, I don't know what you want him to do. He's playing absolutely everybody. There are people who want to twist that too. They're saying, well, you know, that shows up the other team. Shows up the other team. Dude, he's handing the ball to a defensive lineman in the second quarter. He's playing a punter at quarterback. I mean, if you can't stop those guys, what the hell do you want him to do? I mean, what do you want him to do? You want him to hand the ball to offensive linemen? We got to go slower still for you? We're handed to defensive linemen. You want to go, what do you want? You want to find the slowest offensive lineman on the team and hand the ball to him? I think they did. I mean, they were like ball boys out there. I mean, I don't, what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? Guy did everything he could not to posterize you and embarrass you. You embarrass yourself. Go lift some more free weights on the sideline. Go tell us about your above-the-line depth chart. Go tell us about the Waffle House and the ATL and how you got those hats for the ATL and how you're going to recruit everybody in the ATL. And they're all going to want to go play for you. Well, except that you just lost by 75 on national television. How's that going to fly around the ATL? You think all those players around the ATL watch that yesterday and say, yeah, man, I want to go play for that dude. You think? You think that's what they were saying? I'm guessing that's not what they were saying. I'm guessing they were saying, man, I'm staying as far away from Georgia Tech as humanly possible, an ATL boy.
What's Waffle House?
You know, who knows? The guy has this whole campaign about the Waffle House. You know, he's tied it in. It's everything about the ATL. It's about the ATL. I'm Jeff Collins, and I'm just excited to be here. And you know, it's funny. I went back and watched his pregame press conference. And you know what he was actually saying? You people think is the comments after were problem before the game.
Pregame.
His press conference during the week. You know, he acknowledged that Clemson was good. But what he said is, this is all about us. He said, this is all about us. This is about us and what we do. This is not about what Clemson does. This is about us. How about now? Is it still about you?
Yeah.
ATL boy.
How you lost.
Yeah, hey, ATL boy, is it still about you?
I lost.
He sits there in a press conference with his ATL hat on, you know, and he's talking a million miles a minute. You know, yeah. Look, Clemson, they got really good players, but this is about us. This is about us. This is about Georgia Tech. You know, we took care of business like we did Louisville. We had great weeks. We had great days of practice this week, and you know, we're feeling really good about what we're doing. This is about us. This is about us. Little ATL hat. This is about us. This is about us and the ATL. It's about us and the ATL. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh man. Clemson got bored with scoring. It's like a video game, you know, it's like a
bored with scoring.
Oh, they did. They got bored with you know, let's come on, man. Let's get out of here. Let's move on to the next team. Syracuse got to give us more of a battle than that. Hey, Syracuse beat Georgia Tech by 17. So yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Good luck to that team. Now, you know what? Maybe Gibbs will save them like once or twice this year. I don't know. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. They win a game. Walter Tula road rage. Quick break. Clemson just eviscerates Georgia Tech. Everybody, every relative of every coach of every, you know, like the children of the children were playing, you know, I mean, you know, and they're all looking like all Americans, you know, Aju is like, man, he's playing against Georgia Tech. Saying, man, it was tougher than this in Canada. Walter Tula road rage. Quick break.
Everyone knows that Low Country Mail is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Mail, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMail.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota and the place to buy your Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. Since 1951, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. Whether it's a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, you'll find it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, 3525 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
In these challenging times, Barham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is accessible during regular business hours. Call and arrange a video meeting or in-person meeting to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Barham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Barham Smith and Archinold. Call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com.
Rubbing Howard's Rock is a Clemson tradition, and so are your game day favorites from Chick-fil-A. Nothing says football tradition like your favorite food from Chick-fil-A. Herb and Carol Tyler, Clemson class of 82 and 84, look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655, Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 886-9080, or order online ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
The leaves are turning, the air is crisp, and it's time to fall into savings at AgPro. We're excited to bring back our Fall Into Savings event, and we're offering low monthly payments on some of our most popular John Deere tractors. Own a 3025E tractor and loader for just $173 per month, or a 3025E complete tractor package for $221 per month. Visit your local AgPro dealer or go online to agproco.com. Offer ends 10/31/2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Barbecue is back at Bojangles. Yeah, barbecue at Bojangles. So grab a tangy, tender pulled pork barbecue sandwich combo. It's bow time.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. When have you reviewed your Medicare plan with an independent agent? If you have not done this in the last 2 to 3 years, you are very likely not receiving all the benefits that you could be. You're leaving money on the table. I understand the reluctance to change. However, we need to at least make sure we are on the right plan, even if we stay with the same company. We can meet with you safely, either in person or virtually. We represent all of the plans and will listen to your needs. As honorable professionals, we will even tell you to stay put if we feel your current plan best fits those needs. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And please remember, our services always come free to you.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter.
Walt Tip Tule Road Rage, we are back. There wasn't any mountain high enough or any river wide enough for Georgia Tech to hide on Saturday.
There is nothing they could do. Nothing.
I mean, again, Clemson's playing absolutely everybody, and they're whining about, you know, running up the score. Playing absolutely everybody, you know, and it's a Joe is Joe. I always want to say it. Say it again.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just, look, Clemson's playing at an incredibly high level, and I think earlier than they normally are. And that doesn't bode well for other people. And, you know, you may find some unexpected early depth in this receiving core, too. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be Latson and Ngata. Maybe you'll see more Williams. Maybe you'll see more. Joe. Who knows? You know, who knows? But the weapons are real and they're versatile and they're everywhere. And Clemson's flying around on defense too. You know, when Clemson played Virginia, there was a lot of talk about a lack of speed at the linebacker level. That was the focus the next week. You haven't seen any of that talk the last 2 weeks. Not in the Miami game. Clemson looks fast, and they're flowing to the football, getting lots of hats to the ball. I mean, one thing you can say about Georgia Tech is in Gibbs and Sims, you have two elite young talents who you expect to make a certain number of plays no matter who's on the field. But that wasn't happening. I mean, they had the one big play, and that's pretty much it. And there was just nowhere for them to go to make a yard. They were overwhelmed by Clemson's overall athleticism. You know, Gibbs, look, you saw the little flashes from Gibbs. There was a play where Gibbs might have gained a yard or 2 yards. We must have broken like six tackles. And he's not as strong as he's going to be. So there is that. But there was just nowhere for him to go. You know,
Clemson's overwhelming athletic advantage was seen everywhere. And I think Clemson's ahead of schedule in terms of how they're playing. Now, you hope you don't peak too early, but I don't see that. I mean, at this moment in time, Clemson's clearly the best team in the country. It's not even remotely close. I mean, clearly the best team. Now, I do think Georgia will get better. I don't know how much better Alabama can get. We haven't seen Ohio State yet. There are some questions about Ohio State that I have that need to be answered. Only the games will tell. I mean, it's such an odd year that we haven't even seen teams play yet. We have teams that are halfway through the season. We have other teams we haven't even seen play yet. Like, I have a certain expectation of what Ohio State's going to be offensively. I think they're going to be terrific. The question I have in my mind is about their defense because of how many elite players they lost from a year ago. I mean, you lost three defensive backs to the NFL draft. You lost the best pass rusher. You lost Chase Young, Devon Hamilton, who was their star DT, Malik Harrison, who was their star linebacker. You lost the best cornerback in the draft, and you lost three defensive backs to the NFL. It's a lot of pieces on defense that Ohio State has to replace. No, they were buoyed by the fact that Sean Wade decided to come back. Had he opted out, I think they really would have had issues. But again, I don't know what they are yet. I haven't seen them play. I need to see what that defense looks like over a period of a few weeks to have any feel for whether they're still elite, whether they're now, you know. I mean, last year they were the number one defense in the country. Where are they now? Are they 20? Are they 30? Are they 50? I don't know. Until that time, I'm not sure. All I know right now is that Clemson's clearly the best team in the country. Clearly. It's just, it's not remotely close right at the moment. Now, again, it's a long season and things will change. I'm 100% confident Georgia's going to get better. Texas said just 5 years ago, Georgia Tech was a threat to beat Clemson. Those days are long gone. Oh, yeah, they're long gone, all right. I had a Georgia Tech texter write, this is the worst team I've seen at Georgia Tech since, I forget the year he said. But, you know, Clemson has a lot to do with that. And Clemson's going to punish everybody left on the schedule. I wouldn't want to be Syracuse. You know, I would not want to be them. I already don't want to be them. I didn't want to be... I didn't want to be them playing Liberty this week.
What's wrong with Liberty?
Well, nothing. They're a lot better than Syracuse. But like I said, I don't want to be Syracuse. I didn't want to be Syracuse playing Liberty. I mean, Syracuse was a 3.5-point dog to Liberty. It moved down to 2.5 at the as we approached the weekend. But they got drilled. They got drilled by Liberty. I mean, if you're getting drilled by Liberty. How exactly is Clemson going to keep the score down against Syracuse? How? What will they do? What will they do?
I don't think you ought to keep the score down.
Well,
if the score is naturally not high, then naturally not high. It doesn't seem fair to tell guys to get out there and play, especially the second ones, and then go, well, don't score.
Well, it's not...
It's
like the fifth string guys were in the game.
Yeah, I mean, why get out there? And then that don't make sense to get out there and not try to score. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's and from a Syracuse standpoint, I read something today about, I don't even know where I saw it, I can't recall, but I read something today about, well, you know, the Syracuse defense could, you know, pose some problems for, maybe it was something Coach Elliott said. I think it was. Oh yeah, it's going to pose problems. All right. It didn't pose problems for Liberty. I mean, come on, Matt. It's just, you know, Coach Elliott drooling about that. You know, look, Cisco's out too. Cisco's out for the year. I mean, good luck.
I don't know how you keep that score down. I don't know what you do. I guess you stop playing. Mercy rule.
Good luck.
Running clock. I don't know. Maybe the two teams will agree before the game that Clemson only gets two downs. Clemson just gets two downs to play against Syracuse. Syracuse gets five. like a handicap in golf. Syracuse gets five downs and Clemson gets two. If Clemson doesn't pick up a first down on first down, they have to punt on second down. That's the only way I can think. And quite honestly, if you installed those rules, right? If you installed those rules and gave Syracuse five downs and Clemson two downs, I'm still taking Clemson. I'm not joking either. I mean that 100%. I mean that 100%. If you installed new rules this week and you gave Syracuse five downs and you gave Clemson two downs, I'm still taking Clemson. I'm still taking the Tigers. I'm 100%. I'm still taking them. I'm still taking them. And Dino is just gone. I mean, he's gone. He had a chance to parlay that little Syracuse operation into something better. You know what? Honestly, I don't know how to say this. I used to listen to him, and he was enthusiastic and seemed sharp and had it all together. Now he just seems like a dolt.
I don't know.
I have no idea. It's not clear to me. He seems like everything that he was is gone. He seems like he went to sleep one night and woke up and he lost it. He lost all his ability to coach, all his ability to motivate. You know, look, I'm trying to remember what game it was. But he quit on his team. Coaches don't quit on teams and games. He quit on his team. Read me Syracuse's schedule, Ramona. Read me the
okay.
Look up their schedule. Read me their schedule. He one of those games he quit on his teams. Their own announcers were saying, "What is he doing? Why is he calling timeout?" It was like the last 3.5 minutes of the game. The game wasn't over. You have to keep playing. Sometimes things go your way. Sometimes the other team helps you. You have to make the other team snap the ball in like a 2-score lead. Mm-hmm. Guy said he lost Dungy. His confidence left with Dungy. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Their first game was at North Carolina. They lost 31-6.
Yeah, it wasn't that one.
Then at Pitt, they lost 21-10.
It was that game. It was the Pitt game.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the Pitt game. You could go, if you didn't see the end of it, or you can go look it up, or you can go read about it. I'm sure you can find stories about it on the internet about Dino Babers quitting on his team at the end of the Pitt game. It was like 3.5 minutes. The score is 21-10. It wasn't 41-0. It was still a football game. He's not using his timeouts. With 3.5 minutes left in the game, he let the clock run out. It's like, okay, well, we're not going to win anyway, so I don't want to make it any worse. I don't want to risk it. I don't know what it was. No idea. But how do you expect your players to want to play for you when you quit on them? That was the story. That was the story in the Syracuse area. It was... If a coach is going to quit on you, then why would you expect the players to play for him? I'm not sure what's happened to that guy. I don't know. I don't know. You come up with any excuse you want. Guy got drilled at home by Liberty. I mean, you can try and sell me Liberty. You can try whatever. Guy got drilled at home by Liberty. He honestly, he's finished. There's not going to be any saving him. He's finished. He's done. He's going to be fired at the end of the year. Walt Diptula Road Rage, quick break. You want in 6547. I know there were people on hold right from the beginning. I apologize.
In fact, I'll come right to you. So if you're on hold, and I know we just lost somebody, you get back in. Tallahassee Todd and Robert, I'm coming to you two first.
Pumpkin spice is nice, but this fall, the powered water clean of Zero Res in your home is way better. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Plus, mention my name, Mickey, and you'll get a free hallway cleaned. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Book at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from the campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Whether you're a weekend warrior, serious athlete, or just starting to feel your age, bone and joint pain shouldn't come between you and what you love. That's why AnMed Health is proud to introduce a new team of highly trained orthopedic physicians. AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine brings the latest, most cutting-edge treatment right here to your neighborhood, so you don't have to choose between the best outcomes and the convenience of staying close to home. It's all right here. Visit AnMedHealth.org/ortho to learn more.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hey, Tiger fans. Fall is in the air, and sitting by the fire pit at Lakeside Lodge Clemson overlooking the lake is the place to be. Whether you're watching football with other Clemson fans, relaxing by the lake, or enjoying delicious food and drinks at Traditions on the Lake restaurant, there's no better fall retreat than Lakeside Lodge. We have everything from three-bedroom suites to studios that you can rent for a weekend or own to use as often as you like. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001. Or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Are you mechanically inclined and love working with your hands? High-demand jobs with great wages are within reach in the exciting world of computerized machining operations. And the CNC Programming and Operations Program at Tri-County Technical College is your best next step. Literally dozens of companies right in our own backyard need you to learn the manual and computer-controlled machining skills today to enter the advanced manufacturing workforce of tomorrow. Learn more at tctc.edu/CNC.
As the owner of a Toyota Tundra myself, I can attest to the quality and value of Toyota. If you're in the market for a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, I urge you to see the team at Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. They're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, and the Hayes family is set for the fourth generation to lead in the years ahead. The family-friendly atmosphere at Ralph Hayes Toyota sets them apart from the competition. 3525 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Tim Tula Red Range. We're back. We're talking about Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. There's Gilstrap. Nobody does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. They've been doing it the right way for 80 years. Father, son, business, four generations of roofers. That is Gilstrap Roofing. I mean, you know, I get testimonials, unsolicited testimonials all the time. I had two different people write me in the last couple weeks that were with photos of their new roofs that Gilstrap had just installed. Also, in the last major storm we had, I had three people write me in 10 hours asking for the number for Gilstrap in an emergency. We get hit with all sorts of weather here. I tell you all the time, have that number. You're going to need it. It's Gilstrap Roofing. Have it because you just don't know when you're going to have trouble with your roof. They give you a free checkup, and I would encourage you to take advantage of that. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. But head off the situation where you come home in the rain, you find out that your roof's in bad shape because you have rain all over the inside of your home. Don't wait that long. Don't. The free checkup is painless. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters and staff get it fixed. Call Gilstrap today. Tell them I sent you. 269-1232. 269-1232. We have obviously a million things to get to. There are jam phone lines. I'm coming to you in 1 second. We haven't even touched yet on the Braves. And look, obviously, I thought the Dodgers were going to win. I thought even when it was 3-1, I still said I thought the Dodgers would come back and win. I did not have that series right in terms of how that series went. I thought the Dodgers would, but honestly, I thought they'd crush Atlanta. I thought that Atlanta just wasn't ready for prime time. They proved to be much more ready for prime time than I thought. And if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, I think you should be really proud. I saw the negativity last night, some of it, and people saying, you know, but Walt, I've been a fan of Atlanta sports for 35 years and such. I get it. I really do. Well, maybe. Well, look, I'm a Mets fan, okay? So I more than get it, all right? And I understand the frustration level. But to me, you know, this team lost Soroka. They're ahead of schedule. They gave the best team in baseball a brilliant run for the money,
yeah,
for Sailor. In fact, the best team in baseball had to elevate the level of their play to win. And that's really what happened. You can look and you can pick and choose if you want at isolated moments. You can assign blame for this or that. That's what everybody does after a loss. The truth is the Dodgers are the better team. They're better than everybody all season long. The Braves elevated their level of play. Were they perfect? No. Neither team was perfect. But the Braves played a great baseball team, and they took them to the wire. This does not feel to me like the Atlanta Falcons against the Patriots. It just doesn't. It doesn't have that feel to me. I didn't feel that Atlanta choked. I know there was the fourth inning issue, but you know, the Braves led for much of that game. It took greatness to beat them. It just did. It took greatness to beat them. Now, you could say it took greatness to beat the Falcons, too. But I went back and watched that again last night, like at 3 in the morning, the Patriots-Falcons. It's just not the same thing to me. The Braves were, to me, still a team that was like a year away. And yet, despite that, they went head-to-head, run for run, pitch for pitch with the best team in baseball. And they made them work right to the very end to win. Honestly, I think if you're a Braves fan, you should be pretty proud of what happened. Pretty proud of the way your team played. Pretty proud of the way your team competed. I know it didn't go the way you hoped at the end, but the truth about that is that a better team kicked it up to a gear you didn't reach, that you didn't have in you yet. And there's nothing wrong with that. You extended a better team as far as they possibly could be extended. So to me, if you're a Braves fan, you should be pretty proud about what your team accomplished this year, about what you did. I mean, honestly, the Braves played so well that they forced the Dodgers to raise their play to another level, and that series was awesome. All right, you may be disappointed in the eventual outcome, but the series itself was edge of the seat awesome. You know, it's like I always say, if you're a fan of a team, this stuff's not fun. It's torturous. And I had people write me that last night, all night, that it's just absolute torture. It is. It is. You live and die. You feel like you can't take a breath. And that's what that series offered. You know what? It didn't matter what the attendance was. Watching that game last night, I mean, as a sports fan, you were breathless. You knew every pitch could be the one. Every walk could be the one. The Dodgers had two innings, the first and the fourth, where they walked the two leadoff hitters. Obviously, the Braves had the base-running fiasco in the fourth, but, you know, the reason that fiasco began was because the Dodgers choked. They walked the first two guys of the inning. They did it twice in the first four innings. And you can't win like that. And we can debate all the elements of what happened with Swanson and Riley on the bases and going on contact and who's at fault for that. There's a lot of blame to go around for that little sequence, but again, think what preceded it. If the Dodgers don't ridiculously walk the first two batters of the inning, none of that stuff happens. So really, it was the Dodgers' bad baseball at first there that led to the Braves' bad baseball in the fourth inning. And part of that is just, I think, the nature of the beast about playing a game seven under that type of tension. And everybody involved for the Braves screwed up on that situation. Markakis hits a hard hit ball right to Turner. Hits it right on the screws, right on the nose, right to Turner. And Swanson goes on contact. Riley sort of just sits there at second base. Swanson goes on contact. Whether he was supposed to or not, I'm not sure that we'll ever get any answer to that. Well, that was planned. If it was planned, the reason it was, the Braves had failed so often during the regular season to drive in runners from third with less than two outs. And probably a concern about the bottom of that lineup and strikeouts. The failure to make contact. So maybe it was by plan. I think it was a bad plan. I think it was a bad plan. And then Riley compounded the plan by not getting to third base. Riley was indecisive, but he wasn't the only one who was indecisive. Washington, the third base coach, did not get on Riley until it was too late. I don't know what he was doing. He was too engaged in what was going on with Swanson, and he wasn't watching Riley. Eventually, he starts signaling Riley to come. By the time he signaled Riley to come, it was too late. And Riley didn't know what to do. Ramona, would it be wrong for me to say Austin Riley's not on base enough to know what to do?
Yes, that's mean.
Yeah, maybe, but it's also true. It's also true. He's not exactly a guy who's accustomed to standing out on the base pass, is he? I mean, he's pretty much a home run or a strikeout, so he doesn't spend a lot of time out there. And he had no idea what to do. He didn't have the first clue what he should be doing. And obviously, when he's got to get to third as Swanson is staying in that rundown. And he could have done it, but he lingered. He lingered. He was in no man's land, and Washington did not help him. Go back and watch the play. Washington does not start signaling him to come to third until Riley had already made that decision. It was like that. Those two things happened simultaneously. So Washington failed. Third base coach failed. He failed because at the very least, he should have got Riley to third. He did not. He didn't give Riley any attention until it was too late when he started signaling for Riley to come. So, but again, that all started because the Dodgers walked the first two. So really both teams played poorly in that circumstance. But in any case, it was a memorable series. The Braves played well enough to force the Dodgers to hit a different gear, and the Dodgers were good enough to do it. And that's the truth about the series. You can always go back and look at single things. So can the Dodgers. The Dodgers won because they're better. That's the bottom line. They're the better team. They probably should have won the series with more ease than they did. But the Braves were good enough in every area to extend them. The starting pitching for the Braves during most of the series was brilliant, with the one exception and of game three. And last night's game was tough on both starters. So, game seven. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, how are you?
Whoa! Yes, sir. What's happening?
How about that, Todd?
Man, I am excited. I'm fired up. The spear has got the fire on it. The spear and Osceola, we are going to tomahawk. That was a momentum builder. It was bittersweet. North Carolina did not play like they should have played. They remind me of Dallas. They played in the second half, and it cost them. It's bittersweet. I pulled for both teams. But Florida State showed grit and they held on. They showed grit.
Yeah. You know, look, you're right about North Carolina. They've become almost exclusively a second half team last year and this year, and they've got to figure that out. They need to get off to better starts. But from a Florida State standpoint, look, you held on. It wasn't a thing of beauty. But you desperately needed a win of any type, and you wound up getting a win over a quality team that was ranked number five in the country at the time. Whether anyone believes they're five or not, it doesn't matter. It was getting the win. It was watching Norvell swing the sledgehammer after the game. It was, you know, he's the guy. Look, is the rest of the season perfectly for Florida State? No, there's going to be more losing. But you put a guy at quarterback in Travis who gives you a little something, a little juice, and now you have something to build on. You had that, I'm telling you, verts back to the stop at the goal line against Notre Dame in the last 3 minutes of that game when Norvell was out on the field every single play imploring his defense to rise up and stop that score And players respond to that. You know, they see that their coach is with them. You know, even when they're down 20 like they were, it didn't matter. That in that moment, you know, if there had been any question before about whether the players were going to play hard for Norvell and whatever happened before the season, in that 3 minutes at the end of the Dame game, those questions ended and the result was that victory.
I watched that game. I don't see Bama losing. I think it's going to be another Alabama and Clemson rematch. And I think Alabama's hungry. I think they got the eye of the Tiger. I think they're hungry. And I'm not a Bama fan, none whatsoever.
Good, because I think Clemson would beat Alabama by 40 points.
By 40 points?
Yep. I think Clemson will crush Alabama. Crush them. If they think the beatdown they got 2 years ago from Clemson's bad, play them this year. I don't think. Listen. Georgia is better personnel than Alabama. They should have beat them twice this year. I still think they'll beat them next time. I don't believe in that Alabama team. I think that a lot of things went their way. I'll talk about that later. I'll get to that, but I'm not buying that, Todd. I'm buying your Knowles more than I'm buying that. Todd, I got to run. Congrats.
Broadcasting
quick break.
Live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
The home of the